On the mountain road. A man is driving up a mountain road. It's steep, wooded, and here and there it makes abrupt turns. Half a mile from the summit, he sees people standing beside the road, steam from under the hood of the car billowing high in the frigid air. The man, his name is Gautieri, stops to help. They are all young men and women standing around the car. A dog in the back seat is barking viciously, showing his teeth and gums. The dog scares Gautieri, but he tries to ignore it. He lifts the hood while the young people, who are frighteningly gaunt, stand around watching him. Two of them have painted their faces bronze as if they are from the chorus of a Greek tragedy. One of the young men, or boys really, since they look like they ought to be in school, says, "Look serious, don't it?" The tallest of the boys has a black eye, and a young woman has a lower lip that is swollen and broken open like a ripe plum. Gautieri notices that they all seem to have putridly bad breath. "Well, here's your problem," Gautieri says, pointing to a broken water hose. For some reason, the people greet this information with smirks and guffaws. "Well," says the boy with the black eye, "I guess we got to switch cars now, don't we?" And with that, they all rush and get into Gautieri's car, the girls grabbing their purses out of their dying vehicle and the boys hitching up their pants. The boy with the black eye claims the driver's seat. Gautieri hollers and tries to open the door and another door, but the young people have locked all the doors of his car and are grinning at him through the glass. He jumps in the front of the car, but then leaps away again when the driver lurches the car ahead. It all happens in about 20 seconds. And Gautieri realizes the boy would have run him down. The thieves drive away up the mountain and probably down the other side to town. They'll probably drive to town and wreck his car. The steam is losing its vehemence, but rivulets of green coolant running from the broken car run down the mountain road as if the car's life is trickling away, like its eyes should be closing in death.